staying in touch. I felt in just the last few days that there are many that need a touch from God. Many that have patiently been waiting for God, waiting on God, waiting in God, knowing that He waits also to be gracious to us. I thought rather than simply talk about being touched by God, I'd like today for us to reach out and touch Him in our communion service. To touch Him by faith for who He is. And know that He touches us when we do that. And I'm going to read from Luke chapter 8, 42. Jesus was surrounded by the crowds. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She could find no cure. Coming up behind Jesus, she touched the fringe of His robe. Immediately, the bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. Everyone denied it. And Peter said, "Master, this whole crowd is pressing up against you." So let's just get that in our minds. Jesus was being touched by many, many people. But something touched Him that was different to all of the other touching. So Jesus said, "Someone deliberately touched me. For I felt power go out from me." The word there is dunamis, power. Power of the kingdom of heaven, power of God in Jesus. Because someone deliberately touched Him. When the woman realized that she could not stay hidden, she began to tremble, fell to her knees in front of Him. The whole crowd heard her explain why she had touched Him and that she had been immediately healed. "Daughter," He said to her, "your faith has made you whole. Go in peace." Jesus knows when faith is touching Him for who He really is. Not just curiosity or self-seeking. When I say self-seeking, that's the negative, selfish kind of self-seeking. There would have been people there in the crowd that were curious. And they thought, "I wonder who this fellow is. Let's go and have a look. Let's get in close." A lot of them would have been probably pushing up against Him, touching Him, for all kinds of reasons. Turning to one another. "He's real. He's just one of us, nothing special. But I've heard He does some pretty good magic. I wonder if He's as good as some of the others. To see what we can get out of this." There's all kinds of ways that Jesus can be looked at, gawked at, wondered about. Maybe I could add Him to the equation of my life and maybe something good might come out of it. I've tried a few things. I'll just see what this Jesus thing's about. But we need to touch him for who he really is. And he touches the life that reaches out to touch him. He touches that life with his presence and his power. We're going to do that today. That woman came with a need, a desperate need. She wasn't just curious. She was absolutely convinced that this was God. Only faith does that. That's a revelation. I had a man came into the store yesterday morning. Comes in every day for medication, every day. And he's been here to church a couple of times, a couple of years ago. And he said, "Paul, will you pray for me?" He said, "I want a touch from God. I want to have him reveal to me who he is. I want a revelation of who Jesus is." And it was a desperate cry. And I said, "I will be praying. I will be praying." He was just in and out. He came around and I won't say he interrupted me, but he pushed in so that he could say that because he saw that I was busy. And you know what? It's like I felt he wanted to touch. He wanted to get close. He wasn't just going to say when he got outside, "Oh, I should have asked him." He actually asked. And I said, "Oh, we'll be praying." And I began to pray. And I just felt faith that God was going to touch him. It was as simple as that. It wasn't complex. It wasn't a great mystical experience or anything like that. It was just the sense that he wants the reality of God in Jesus. And he's asked. I don't think there's anybody else that he'd ask. But he asked. And God touches a life that reaches out to touch him. Jesus didn't lose anything when that power went out from him. It wasn't like Jesus released power and then felt depleted. There is an infinite supply. And the same applies to us. You have a power within you that is infinite, never runs out. It's the length and breadth and depth and height of the love of Christ, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God according to the power that works within us. And that's faith. Jesus can also touch us at any time by his grace. We sang Amazing Grace today. We're going to deliberately reach out to touch God. There will be times when even not deliberately reaching out to touch God, it might be just such a desperate cry in the heart, "Lord, show me that you're real." It can be that desperate. Grace can come before you even reach out and touch. You know that. You've been touched by God and wondered, "What's just happened? I just felt as though God has given peace to me in my spirit. God has just done something in the spirit." And that's amazing grace. It's there. And you felt it. You know what it is. So it's not like God says, "Well, I'm not going to touch anybody at all unless they deliberately reach out and touch me. Because he will touch people by his grace when they're desperate, when they least expect it. But there is something about somebody deliberately reaching out, knowing that that is God that they're touching, and expecting that God will touch them back. And that's what we're going to do today. When you're praying for somebody, when somebody asks you for prayer, they're actually reaching out to touch God. You can know that you, carrying the presence of God, have an infinite supply. Why would somebody ask you to pray for them? Because they know and they believe that you're in touch with God. And you can't just say to somebody, well, you pray for yourself. You need to know that when somebody asks you to pray, they're reaching out to touch God. You know that you're in touch with God and you stay in touch with God and you release the power of God into that life by faith. And power will go out from you. Not just come from heaven, not just sort of be floating around in the air. It will come out from you because you have the power of God within you. And you're in touch with God. That's how powerful the response to somebody reaching out deliberately to be touched by God. That's how powerful the response of yes is. We must never forget that. It's all Jesus did, really. He walked about doing good. In fact, this story was in the middle of another story. This woman interrupted him halfway through somebody else asking for his daughter to be healed. And the poor fellow, the fellow by the name of Jairus had come to Jesus and said, look, my daughter is sick and you need to come and heal her. And we've been waiting to get to you. And you'd think, well, this is going to be a story of Jairus and Jesus talking about his daughter. And he said, will you come with me? And the next thing, Jesus turned and says, hey, who touched me? It's like the poor fellow, Jairus, is thinking, hang on, I was here first. And this is in the middle of this response to Jairus, this other thing. And this, what Jesus did, he just walked around here a little, there a little, here's one, there's one. He was always ready and he was always releasing power. Now, when that man Jairus said to him, my daughter's sick, will you come with me? He actually said yes. And he didn't get far. So he does a miracle of healing. And when he's finished, you think, well, now he's going to get back to Jairus. But before he can get back to Jairus, you know the story. The servant comes on up the street and says, Jairus, forget about it. Don't get Jesus to come. Your daughter's already dead. You think, well, what a story. But Jesus was touched. There was power being released from him. He spoke into that situation and he said, I don't need to go back. When you get there, your daughter will be healed. But he says, I don't need to rush back. He went. Slowly, just went. But he knew it had happened already. He had the prayer already. Went back and he got three of his disciples and went up into the room, got the mum and dad to come with him. And he said to the crowd, she's really not dead. She's just sleeping. And they laughed their heads off. You know, the curious ones, they laughed their heads off. He went in and he just said, arise. She arose. Uh, And Jesus knew that he was carrying power from heaven within him. I want us this morning, when we reach out and touch God for our own need, to know that we also, like him, can be around anywhere we are and respond with faith to somebody who's in need. All you need to know is that power will be released according to the will of God for that person's need. It will be released. God will be attending to that. Not in a way that you may even put into your own words. You don't have to even fashion a prayer or think of what it is in order of your priorities that you want. But you know that as you surrender that to God and respond to that person's deliberate reaching out for you and your faith, you will have power flow from you through the Holy Spirit to touch that person's life. It's as simple as that. That's who we are. That's who we are. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures and we'll have communion. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Always keep on praying, no matter what happens. Always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Pray all the time. Ask God for anything in line with the Holy Spirit's ways. Plead with him, reminding him of your needs. Now that's not being selfish. That is deliberately reaching out to touch the God of all the earth, who lives within. Once upon a time, you'd have to be in the same locality as Jesus. You'd have to be near him. You'd have to be one of those people. Even though he could do things from a distance by remote control, he could heal somebody that wasn't even there. He could know the will of God for that situation. But really, anybody that needed to touch God then had to touch one person, Jesus, in the flesh. Now we have him within. Amen. By the Holy Spirit. We're going to reach out and touch him today. So let's just pray. Thank you, Lord, for our communion with you. Your body, the bread. Your blood, the wine, broken and poured out, all for love. Lord, as we reach out today deliberately, touching you who dwells within, we believe that you've heard the cry of the heart, our heart, each heart here. You know the burdens that are being carried here in this room today. And we simply want to take opportunity in this place as we gathered here together in this church, as your living temple, we just take opportunity to deliberately reach out and touch you. And that touches something in you, so that you reach back and you touch each one. And I believe today, as you reach out, God is waiting to touch your life in the spirit for a depth of spiritual awakening. And I want you to pray for that man that I can't demand that you do it, but if you can think of the young man that spoke to me. And that was yesterday. His name is Matt. that he'll be touched by God, and he'll get a revelation of God that he desperately wants. I'd love to share that with him that he was prayed for by us. Pray for the awakening in the spirit of anybody that you want to see awakened in the spirit. Pray for the awakening of our own spirit. Pray for the peace and joy that God can bring into the soul. Pray for that for yourself. And pray for others for that. Pray for the physical healings that God wants to touch today in our physical bodies. Reach out and say, Lord, I bring this to you now. Deliberately touch you. You are the God of all the earth, the creative God. And I thank you that you will touch that area of my physical body. And I shall recover. Can we just say amen together? Amen. Amen.